This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. It is Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour here. Phones are open. Join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Coming up, Chris, you've got a story about the government planning some new set of restrictions to protect the children on the Internet.
Oh, God, who's going to protect the children from the government?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
We'll get into that on the way here with you tonight, by the way. It is Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
We're going to go to your calls, of course, whatever is on your mind at 603-283-6160. We've been discussing people who are lonely. And the young people specifically, even though this article has now gotten into elderly folks, that are also having a difficult time. But don't worry, the government has a plan. They've got a service now that's going to help people by connecting them with other people on a phone call once a week. Like, that's it. That's the big deal here, is that they get to talk to somebody on the phone one time a week. And God knows how much money that this government program is receiving to play elderly matchmaking service. We can tell you more about it coming up here in moments. And if you want to weigh in on whatever's on your mind, of course you can join us at 603-283-6160. We've got Sarah on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're in your 60s. Do you consider yourself to be a lonely person?
No, I am not a lonely person. You know, one of the reasons is I get to talk to you guys every night. You know what I mean? And then,
okay, that was fun.
Well, it's better than once a week.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, that takes away a lot of my loneliness, and I get to hear callers from Ukraine and all over the world and have different perspective, and people that want to criticize me and all that. So, but it's a lot of fun, but I feel like I'm making changes in life by calling the show so that when you are in service, I was always told that if you're doing something that you think that you're making a difference, it does get you out of depression. And that's how I feel about the show. I wanted to bring
you
up.
Well, I'm glad
that
we are able to be of service.
It's true.
And then you guys gotta help me out with that. Write out a check. Do I write that to your name or do I write it to Free Talk Live? You gotta coach me. And do you have a PO
box? I wouldn't worry
about
it. What were you calling in about tonight?
But I will call you. You know, off the show. But I want to say that new technology. You know, it does help our lives. A lot better, and I never liked self-checkout when I first seen them. And I was like, oh, another thing that I got to learn. But once I realized that it's very convenient, once I got used to it, I just like the idea that I make the cashier's life a lot easier, and that was my
perspective. You mean by putting them out of a job?
Well, the thing about it is that the ones that do have a job, I think they need less cashiers, but whatever cashiers that they have, it just of a less stress on them.
Are you saying that you're a customer that tends to cause an employee stress, that if you go through a cashier's line, it's going to be a difficult time because you're constantly pushing communism on them or something? Like, why are you such a bad customer?
Okay, that's funny.
If you're waiting in line and then you want that person, it just feels like if I'm in the line, I see them suffering, kicking people out in front of me. But if I have the robot, if I interact with the machine and then I don't, they don't have any emotions. I have not, I've burdened them in any way. And once I got the hang of it, I could do everything by myself.
Wow.
Even at Home Depot, they have the remote one that if you have a, a large item, you just remove, you just have the...
The handheld unit.
Remote.
Yeah, I know what you're talking
that's
about.
Correct.
The scanner, the handheld scanner at the Home Depot.
Right.
That's interesting that you feel like using the robot actually improves the life of the cashiers because they have fewer customers going through their line. That's your viewpoint?
Yeah, I mean, that's how I feel about it. Because when I'm there, I have to... You know, I don't know. I just have to see them suffer and work and, you know.
Oh, so from I see where you're coming from. So just seeing them have to actually do their jobs frustrates you. So you'd rather use a robot, which, of course, you know would lead them to being out of a job, and then you hope that they get on welfare so they can be more like you.
Well, you know, I don't know about
them. I think I'm picking up what you're laying down there, Sarah. I don't agree with it.
What is wrong with getting out of their job? You know, I mean, it's inevitable. That's the wave of the future.
Well, if they
go
and do something else that's productive, there's nothing wrong with it. Leaving a job for a better job, leaving a job to create a business, to be an entrepreneur, those are all better options because then you continue to be a productive person. You continue to help society. You're offering something to the marketplace. But to go in the direction that you would probably like to see them go in, which is to start receiving checks from the government and essentially, living for no reason, then that I think is kind of depressing.
Yeah, but, you know, with this automation...
You're not saying yeah because you're agreeing with me. You're saying yeah because you just want to move on to the next thing you want to say, which is fine.
Well, what I think about is that either or, I'm not saying that one is better, whatever the outcome may be. But, you know, I mean, the thing is, I always believe in opportunity. You know what I mean? If they don't have that job, there's always going to be something else open. You know, I have an opportunity, you know, it's like, if they're out of a job, they're going to starve to death. I don't think like that. If there's going to be other opportunities for them to do, there's going to be ways for them to survive.
That's true. For anybody that does want to actually create something in the marketplace to provide a product or a service, those people will always have opportunities to move up in life and be better and, you know, not have to be stuck on a government check. Thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. All I could think of there was imagining Sarah talking to an AI.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the AI is I think she's the perfect candidate.
I was imagining having like a special AI line that we could transfer Sarah over to and just see if she'll talk to the AI for a lengthy period of time. See how long. Yeah.
Hmm.
It could be done. I don't have the tech for it right now, but
yeah,
it could be done.
I have to say I tend to be too nice to people who just go on and on and on. But it's like, yeah, it's...
If we had it, I would say, and we have Sarah on the AI line right now. We're going to check back with her in 5 minutes, and we'll see if she's still going on. And then check back in another 5 minutes just to see what she's talking about with the AI, just to see how long it would go before Sarah would finally say, you know what, I've got a cake in the oven. I've got to go, you know, and hang up. That presumes she cooks. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can join us here.
Technically, it presumes she bakes.
Good point. Yeah, that's what you would do with an oven.
I just see somebody delivering food to Sarah's like house every day. That's what I'm envisioning.
Who knows? Maybe she's handy in the kitchen. I don't know.
Could be wrong. Yeah.
603-283-6160.
She doesn't sound like she's 60.
I think it's probably her early 60s, maybe late 50s. I feel like she said she's in her 60s, though, at some point.
Huh.
All right, so we're talking about loneliness, and I don't know. I don't think there's really much else from this story advice. Do you guys feel like we've covered what you needed to cover on that one? All right, so I'll share the full story if you want to look at it over on our social media, which is at social.freetalklive.com, and that's not the same thing as having actual relationships with people, but for those that want to have a social media presence, we do have that option for you, and you know, it's a big thing these days. It's just we're not a big evil mega corporation, so we're not going to tell you what you can't say over at social.freetalklive.com. So please head over there, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners and other hosts of the show, and it is free. And there's some really great apps, by the way, for Mastodon, which is the system that that we are running over there. And so you can, you've got actually a choice of apps that you can use. If you don't like app A, you can try app B, C, and D, and see which one it is that you like the best. Coming up, kids are unsafe online, or at least that's what the government would like you to believe, and they've got a solution they're proposing. Chris, you're going to tell us
about
it.
Oh, boy, what a solution.
Somebody panic.
Yeah, the latest control system that they want to put in place. You'll tell us about it. The number is 603-283-6160, and you can also take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever is on your mind. Plus, we'll talk about DuckDuckGo continuing to crack down on internet search results. Who are they targeting now?
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. You can join us here. You can bring up whatever you want to discuss. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. Yeah, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have waiting for you there. Also want to say thanks to Rick Hall, who is a Free Talk Live silver supporter of our AMPS program. AMPS stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help Free Talk Live get on more great radio stations around the country and bring new internet listeners on board with the ideas of freedom. So if you like what we do here, please do as Rick Hall has done and go to amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there with PayPal or your debit or credit card, and it helps us out a little bit, so definitely appreciate it. You get some cool benefits from doing that. So
thanks.
amps.freetalklive.com. So we've got more online-related news here. Chris, you've got a story about a new threat to internet freedoms. What's going on? By the way, you host your own show. It's called Freedom Decrypted every Saturday. So people that really like to hear about technology and freedom really ought to check that out at freedomdecrypted.com.
Yes, that's correct. Yep, 5 to 8 every Saturday. But you can also download a podcast version of the show as well. Nice. We have both video and audio. So, I got a story here from. So this is actually more of a press release from the EFF in regards to it, but
the Electronic Frontier Foundation.
That's correct. Right? They do a lot of good work when it comes to outing bad laws.
Yeah,
or
they're
bills,
basically a group of lawyers that focuses on tech freedoms.
Yep. So basically the headline here is the Kids Online Safety Act is a heavy-handed plan to force platforms to spy on young people. So basically,
that sounds creepy.
This is another example of government wanting private businesses to, I want to say, do the government's job, but really I don't think this is the government's job. This is, maybe a parent's job. If anybody's, yeah. So let's see. Here we go.
But the name of the bill, I mean, no one could be opposed to
protecting the children.
Yeah.
And nobody is.
This is true. All right. Putting children under surveillance and limiting their access to information doesn't make them safer. In fact, research suggests just the opposite. Unfortunately, those tactics are the ones endorsed by the Kids Online Safety Act of 2022. COSA, introduced by...
Didn't they already have the Kids Online Protection Act?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, they've had so many bills like this that have been shot down by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Mm.
In the 90s, I think they did it like at least 4, 5, 6 times where they passed the same bill that had been shot down by the U.S. Supreme
Wow.
Court. And it just got shot down again and again and again. I don't think this bill may be a little bit different than that.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, the gist of that was, I believe, something to the effect of, like, the rights of adults cannot be infringed to protect the children, effectively.
Hmm.
And I believe that one had to do with
this is what the Supreme Court ruled?
Yeah, and okay. I believe that had to do with, like, porn websites and demanding...
You're talking about the Communications Decency Act?
There was a bunch of them. Okay. But that might have been one of them. So I think one of them did have the word child involved, or child in the title of the bill. But
yeah. Child Online Protection Act is one of them. I know that.
Yeah,
I've seen that one around.
That might one of them, or multiple of them. So the interesting part about that is the one or more of those bills didn't completely get like thrown out. It's parts of it. So there are some things in some of those bills that are like, okay, if you have. If it's a situation where you are operating a website and you're expecting kids under 13 to be on that website, you have more obligations than if you don't.
Hmm.
And that part of the bill, I think, is still in effect, or the law, I should say, at that point.
That's why websites have a little checkbox that says, I'm over the age of 13.
Right, exactly.
Okay, our hands are clean.
Exactly.
Children are protected.
Yep, and the funny thing is, it doesn't actually stop children from using those services or sites.
It's just kind of a Turing test. Are you smart enough to check the box?
Yeah,
yeah, it pretty much is, right. But again, this is like one of these situations where it's like,
okay, whatever happens to parents and, you know, being responsible for their own kids, you know, it's like, anyway, introduced by Senators Blum, Ethanol, and Blackburn, the bill deserves credit for attempting to improve online data privacy for young people and for attempting to update the 1998 Children Online Privacy Protection Rule, COPPA. But its plan to require surveillance and censorship of anyone 16 and under greatly endanger the rights and safety of young people online. COSA would require the following: a new legal duty for platforms to prevent certain harms. COSA Online's outlines a wide collection of content that platforms can be sued for if young people encounter it.
Oh my!
I mean, this just sounds absolutely crazy. This sounds a lot like I forget what the bill was now, but the bill basically hindered prostitution or on like sites like Craigslist and really anywhere on the internet. But it's the same sort of thing where if you don't shut down any kind of personal ads, they're just personal ads. But because they could be, in theory, somebody pretending to be looking for a date, actually looking for sex, then you're then liable for it as the site owner. So, yeah, there's a lot of risk to that.
Yeah, I remember that when that came out, that was why Craigslist shut down their personal section.
Right, right. The consequences of these sorts...
They didn't want to deal with it.
Right, the consequences of these sorts of, laws or bills, proposed bills, can be significant.
In that case, it drove people more underground, right? So instead of being able to just simply advertise your sexual service or whatever on Craigslist, which may or may not have been illegal on its own, if you're charging for sex in most places, that's illegal, but now you're forcing those people into even seedier places, even more dangerous dens on the internet or whatever, and that's not a good thing.
And they put it off as if it's they term it sex trafficking, which is kind of ridiculous because it was actually harmful to women, to prostitutes. Whereas before they could do some amount of research on who they're going to hook up with, and now they're forced back onto the street and in very risky situations,
sure,
to say the least.
I talked to some in Manchester who said they went from $200 an encounter to $40 an encounter also.
Yeah, wow. It doesn't surprise me. I believe we've been, Ian, at the State House on one or two occasions where, they had actual prostitutes, up to take a stand and, explain that this is actually hurting, them. It's a danger to them.
Sure.
It's not, protecting women. It's not protecting prostitutes.
It's not going to stop traffickers, that's for sure.
Right, and it's not helping. It's actually good for traffickers. And not because there's still going to be somebody providing the service. Whereas before, they had a pimp and somebody got a cut. Whereas if they're doing it on Craigslist, there's no cut. There's no trafficker involved. Mm-hmm. So they're doing these bills often do the exact opposite of what they're proposing to do. So including promotion of self-harm, suicide.
Okay, well, you're picking up on the list of things that the site would have to prevent?
Yes, prevent children from encountering.
All right, we're going to continue here in moments. Basically, they're saying, you can't even have users post anything.
Exactly.
There's more on the way. 603-283-6160. You could share your thoughts with us. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States is continuing to send defense support to Ukraine. Kirby adding that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is hoping to establish a long-term solution with other world powers to help fund Ukraine's war with Russia.
But I think he also wants to take a longer, larger view of the defense relationships that Ukraine will need to have going forward when the war is over.
He added the United States is asking countries who rely on Russian services to draw back as much as they can. The Dow ending the week on a horrible note, nosediving more than 900 points for its worst day since 2020. All three major averages lost more than 2.5% this week. And you're listening to USA Radio News. While speaking in Seattle on Earth Day, President Biden said he's directing roughly $2.5 billion from the bipartisan infrastructure bill to improve American forests. He explains what's being done to reforest the country.
We're going to plant 1.2 billion trees. 1.2 billion trees across this country to begin the vital work of reforesting America. It makes sense and it also makes a big difference.
The president saying the infrastructure money will also go towards conserving old growth forests. Travelers who were once banned by Alaska Airlines for violating mask guidelines will get to fly again. The company saying more than 1,700 passengers were banned from purchasing tickets over the past 2 years after they refused to comply with the federal mask requirement. Executives saying, though, some travelers who were particularly egregious in their behavior will remain blacklisted. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. Join us, 603-283-6160. There's always some sort of an attack on internet freedom happening in the supposed land of the free. And Chris is telling us the latest version, the latest bill that is being proposed. Now, again, this hasn't passed, but there's always something like this looming on the horizon. The people in the quote-unquote internet community, if there is such a thing, it seems like it's almost everyone these days is online, with the exception of our caller Sarah and people like her. It's probably the majority of people are online to some extent or another, whether it's just for work or for other reasons. And those of us who value freedom, those of us who value the ability to express oneself on internet forums and websites and such, should be very concerned with these proposals. And Chris, this is the Child Protection Online Something Act of 2022.
It's COSA is what it's called, and it's Kids Online Safety Act of 2022.
Yeah, and so you're kind of giving us a rundown of what this is proposing to do.
Yeah, the big bullet points, so to speak.
So can you recap this laundry list of things that you were just going through?
Yeah,
that's going to tell...
Kind of got cut off from, sure.
Yeah, it's going to tell website operators that they must protect children from the following list of things, or else they could be liable.
Right, exactly. And that's significant, because if you have, like, say, a class action lawsuit, which you know is going to happen, you could, especially if it's a smaller player in the market, you know, that may not have the resources to police, because if you actually do what the laws say, I mean, you basically have to have somebody screening all content, which
impossible,
right? Which we know is impossible. The alternative might be to do some really strict filtering, maybe, and then of course most content that gets posted won't get posted because it's, you know, it gets caught by the filter.
And this is supposed to be protecting, quote unquote, protecting anyone under the age of 16 or 16 and under.
Yeah, under 16. So
are you going to be able to, before you get to the list, are you going to be able to have a checkbox on your website that says, I am over the age of 16, and then will you be completely exempt from any of this?
I have my I don't know, but I have my suspicion that the answer is probably not.
No.
That's my suspicion.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how these things go.
Yeah.
So a new legal duty for platforms. Legal duty. For platforms.
That's an obligation.
Yep. He said duty.
Not what I meant, but yes. Platforms to prevent certain harms. COSA outlines a wide collection of content that platforms can be sued for if young people encounter it, including promotion of self-harm, suicide, eating disorders, substance. I mean, you would think that some of this stuff is like, oh, I don't know, information to help people, like, solve their eating disorder, like those are the kinds of sites too that they're also going to end up having to, you know, block, or they're not going to allow, you know, young people who may actually have a eating disorder to see, because that's going to put them at risk. Substance abuse in other.
So every drug forum is going to be completely outlawed.
Yeah,
in this case.
Yeah, I mean they're probably banning sites or content. You know, that would be like anti-drug too, or, you know, by that.
Oh, I don't know about that. But there are definitely forums out there. I've been on the Blue Light forums is one of them, where people who use drugs post to one another about their experiences or their opinions or whatever. They're, you know, going to work or the different stories that they want to tell about their lives using drugs.
I don't know. If it's just anything that contains information, which is what it sounds like to me.
It sounds like the promotion of is what they're saying, right? So a site.
But where would you ever find a site promoting eating disorders?
Those I think do exist. I've not looked into them myself, but there are communities for people who have those problems. And
aren't they usually like self-help kind of thing?
Well, there are those, but I suspect there's the other side of it as well, where there's people who glorify it.
To me, it sounds like they're trying to outlaw like self-help type groups and things like that too, but. I don't know.
That's one interpretation. I would hope that doesn't happen, but it is government, so it depends on who's interpreting it.
It's likely a side effect of this bill, but again, I mean, unfortunately, like what we don't have here is like the actual like bill, and even with the actual bill, it might not
be clear.
I'm sure
it's hundreds of pages
either.
Long. So.
Right. Which is one of the problems with, you know, on a talk show, you can't exactly read the whole bill or anything like that. But
neither did the congressman.
Yeah. So here's some other few other things: substance abuse and other matters that pose a risk to physical or mental health of a minor. I don't know. I guess that maybe means that you're right, Ian, but I don't know. I mean, that's like something that would be interpreted probably in a court. Compel platforms to provide data to researchers. I mean, that's like, you know, that's kind of messed up. And elaborate, and that's funny too, because they're prohibited from doing that sort of thing right now. You can't, you know, provide data in many cases. Like, again, it depends on the country and things, but in a lot of places, like in the EU, you're not allowed to provide, you know, researchers and other third parties with data of others because it would violate, I'm trying to think which law that might be, but there's one, can't think of it at the moment, but I bring it up all the time.
GDPR?
Yeah, it might be the GDPR, or it might be something similar that passed around the same time, but the GDPR is a General Data Protection Regulation, I believe?
Yeah.
So that's kind of interesting because this kind of does the opposite of that, it sounds like. An elaborate age this is probably one of the more disturbing ones. An elaborate age verification, likely run by a third party, they'd have to implement.
So that would be different than just the checkbox, which was what I was asking about before.
It sounds like.
Yeah, because I was asking, can you get around this by just having a little checkbox saying you're over the age of 16, and now, no, you're going to have some sort of age verification service, so that would probably require an ID.
This sounds unconstitutional based on, you know, 1990s era Supreme Court rulings.
That doesn't mean they won't pass it.
I will not be surprised if they pass it.
Yeah.
But in theory, there's already court decisions that say you cannot hinder the rights of free speech rights of adults effectively.
Mm-hmm.
You
have to prove you're an adult. They're gonna. They would argue that. Well, yeah, we're not hindering speech rights of adults. But the thing is, children.
They've already ruled that argument.
But,
so.
Well, look, young people have free speech rights too. It's not just because you're an adult that you get free speech rights. You don't cross the age of 18 or whatever the age of majority might be in whatever jurisdiction, and then all of a sudden you have more freedom to speak. No, you should have the freedom of speech under that age.
What's the famous quote? Even at schoolhouse steps, you know, to government schools. Mm-hmm. Your free speech rights are preserved to some degree.
They should be.
Unless it interferes with the normal operation of the school, even as a minor, you have those rights, free speech rights.
And as despicable as it might be to say that a minor should have the freedom of speech to go and talk about their eating disorder in a positive manner, which is, of course, what they're trying to prevent here. I mean, most people would say that's not a good thing, right? Because that's what freedom of speech is. You should be able to say things that are not necessarily good.
That's also kind of a perspective.
Well, I don't think you'd be able to find many people who think that eating disorders are a thing that should be promoted.
I would think the people who have the eating disorders would be in favor of it?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you, Chris. Yeah. They probably have forums for people who have eating disorders and glorify it. The people that feel good about sticking their finger down their throat and puking after a meal. That it's unhealthy, right? Like, there's not anyone out there besides someone who's suffering from this disorder that would look at it and say, oh yeah, bulimia, that's a good thing. No one looks at that and says, oh, yeah, sure, puke up every meal that you have, kid. That's going to help you be a healthier. Like, people don't have that opinion who are sane. But the people who have the disorder do have that opinion.
Right.
They believe that it's good for them.
Right.
And so they have probably places where they can go online and get tips about how to, you know,
well,
be bulimic.
Reinforcement of their beliefs.
And reinforced. So that's how they're trying to sell this. It's like, well, we want to get rid of those forums. We want to get rid of these dangerous parts of the internet. And that is a crackdown on freedom of speech.
It is.
So those people should have the freedom to do that. I hope they find some help personally, but they should be able to talk to one another about
it. Definitely.
There's more coming up here at 603-283-6160. Maybe you're a little more familiar with these types of places online. I don't even know how I would go about finding them, but I'm sure that they exist. The number is 603-283-6160. And freedom of speech is all about protecting the unpopular speech. And this bill is going to...
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. You can join us here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. We have a question in our YouTube chat from Oregon. He or she says, why don't y'all have a TikTok yet? Well, actually, we do. It's at Free Talk Live on TikTok. Bonnie created it several weeks ago. There's probably like five or six videos up there that she has taken the time to create.
We don't dance, do we?
No, no dancing as of this as of yet. I don't think Bonnie is.
I'm not going to dance.
Yeah, Bonnie would probably look good doing that, but I don't think she's into that.
Okay.
But no, it's clips of Free Talk Live. She's taking some of her favorite moments from recent shows and putting those up there. You can check that out. I don't know how much time she's spending on it these days, but there may be more content coming, so it doesn't hurt to follow the channel if you're on TikTok.
It's libertarians of TikTok.
No, that's right.
Is TikTok the one the tweens are into?
Young people, yeah. Mostly young people are there. The bulk of the viewers of our clips are like between 16 and 25.
Yeah.
As I understand it, and most of them don't watch for more than 20 seconds at a time.
Yeah.
They aren't known for their attention spans.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And welcome to Show Attention Span Theater.
Yeah, but we are there, so check for at Free Talk Live on TikTok.
Or all I'm thinking is for how long?
Who knows?
Yeah.
we don't expect that they're going to keep our account around forever, because... you basically, it's a Chinese-run website or Chinese-run app, and they don't like it when you criticize the government, any government, basically. But for now, it is there. You can go to tiktok.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our channel. So, Chris, you're telling us about this new bill from the federal government gang that is proposing to put in a mandatory age verification service on websites.
Yeah, and a bunch of other stuff, too.
And prohibit them from having content that promotes self-harm, eating disorders, substance abuse, and other topics that they don't want young people to hear about.
Any matter that poses a risk of physical harm to young people.
I think, is a big part of the reason for the bill, because that basically means that nobody can start up a new site Okay? Because if you start up a new site, you have to have money to pay for this age verification bill.
Those don't come
but
free.
New sites are, but new sites are not profitable.
Yeah.
So it means that pretty much the online services that exist now will be the only online services that ever exist.
That's a great point.
Well, within the United States anyway.
Sure.
They have no problem prosecuting foreigners for voting. I mean, look at what they're doing to Julian Assange.
That's true. Yeah. So there's some other things too here. Parental controls. Everybody is going to end up with a default on set of the way they phrase this is turned on and set to their highest settings to block or filter a wide array of content. So. Get ready.
How do you even determine who their parents are so you know who can control this thing?
Age verification.
It won't be. It'll be on. They're literally talking about turning on age verification for everybody, and the default is going to be, if you don't verify, I think, it sounds like it's going to be, I don't know. I don't even know if that's an option.
You can't verify. You don't get through
the
sign-up.
Yeah, you don't get access to the site, I guess. Yeah. But,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if this is just...
How do you even have something on the front page for somebody to see? Like, how do you even tease them into the site?
I don't know.
This is the content that you're going to get. Is that going to violate this thing?
I don't know if this is... See, and I don't know if this means that if you don't verify that it will just be set to maximum for everything, or if you'll have to log in and then it will still be set to maximum by default for everything, even if you're an adult. I don't know.
Well, that's the thing. But some of these websites out there, there's no content that they would be allowed to show under this particular set of circumstances.
Right.
Unless, you know, they implement this age verification, because the idea is to protect teenagers and younger, basically, so 16 and younger, from seeing things like eating disorder information. And
like not, a chat room, maybe, or something like that.
Yeah, not things that are against eating disorders, but things that are in favor of eating disorders. And I just went around and I looked here, just because I remembered that there were... terms that the people that have the eating disorders that are promotional of them, that are actually in favor of them, use. So they use things like the word Anna to sort of the short for anorexia. They use Mia as a short for bulimia. And so they have pro-Anna and pro-Mia websites and forums out there. There's one that I found relatively easily by searching for the term Thinspiration. I found a forum that is... the forum is actually titled MyProAnna.com, but then at the top they have a disclaimer that claims that MPA is a site dedicated to the support or recovery of those suffering from eating disorders or body dysmorphic disorders. So it sounds almost like they're trying to help, but when you look at the actual content, it's pretty clearly these are people that support eating disorders. These are people that are into this. Mm. And so this particular website would have to completely lock themselves down under this program and put this age verification service in place. And God knows what those things cost, as you pointed out. I've never looked into it, but every time you sign up for a crypto website, they put you through one of these things, right, where you have to show your ID, and then you have to hold the ID, and then there's a computer that determines.
We already know, actually, how this works, because we've had this kind of in, you know, for specific pornographic websites back in the 90s. And if you wanted
to credit card
a U.S. website back in those days, you had to have a credit card, and then you would buy like a password or something like that, and then you'd have to enter that password on, you know, whatever sites, and there was a cost to that. So
You say it's the 90s. That rule was recently, I believe, passed in the UK, where they're mandating that all porn sites have an age verification service and a credit card.
Doesn't actually stop, you know, young people from accessing porn sites either, because
Your mom's credit card.
Well, there's that's a solution.
Yeah.
But the other solution is simply going outside of the UK or going outside the United States and accessing foreign sites. It's, you know, this is the thing that I think a lot of people forget, is the internet is not like there's not a single legal jurisdiction, and even the United States doesn't have the ability to shut down websites in, say, Russia or, you know, Ukraine or China, you know, and don't get
Thank
me wrong,
goodness.
Some of those countries already have even worse laws in this regard, but the point that I'm making is simply that there's always going to be somewhere that you can find a host where maybe it's a war, often actually, one of the places that, like,
spammers and, you know, hackers and things operate from are war-torn regions where there is no government effectively, or there is no effective policing anyway. So they can basically operate freely when it comes to, you know, hacking or setting up servers or malware or whatever. So, you know, they're called bulletproof hosting companies. So this is not something that's like, and this is not something like that's hard to sign up for. You just kind of have to, you know, be in the know a little bit if that's what you're looking for as far as a service. But they're pretty relatively easy to find. You just basically have to do a search for bulletproof hosting, and, okay, and you'll find them. So,
all right, what else do we need to know about this bill?
Yeah, so it would likely result in further tracking of all users, even if the objective of this system is effectively for, you know, parents to spy on and control the conversations of young people. So that's a big one. Data collection is a source for every internet user, regardless of age. And in order to avoid liability for causing the listed harms, nearly every online platform would hide or remove huge swaths of content, and because each of the listed areas of concern involves significant gray areas, the platforms will over-censor to attempt to steer clear of new liability risks. Yeah, so there's a lot.
They're gonna cut out young people from their user base. Number one, they're just gonna say you're not worth the risk. You know, we're not making money off of you, so goodbye or whatever. And then, like you say, number two, they're just going to be super, super cautious about what they allow. They're going to have because they can't have a human being review all the content, so they're going to have robots do it. And the robots are going to detect certain keywords, like, oh, you're posting about drugs.
And the crazy thing is, they're guaranteed to fail. There will absolutely be content that gets through the filters, yeah, no matter how strict those filters are. So you're basically creating liability for companies that really don't have any way to stop it.
Mm-hmm. And they get sued, and then they're out of business.
I mean, I don't know. In theory, if there's enough liability here, I don't know to what degree that liability. Like, I would think there's some sort of limit here, but I don't know, right? Is the limit, you know, can you sue and get $1 billion? Or is it limited to $100? Is it limited to $10,000 per user? Can you do of course, even if it's only $10, if you can do a class action lawsuit, mm-hmm, and it involves every single child in the United States, well, that's going to be a huge number too. That could put somebody out of business. Mm. So. Yeah, so basically censorship is not the answer. And
the EFF is opposing this legislation.
Absolutely.
Do they have a way for people to take action on this?
I think it's too early for that.
Okay. This has just been proposed then.
Yeah, this is a proposed bill. Hopefully it doesn't get anywhere. But, yeah, I mean, this is the kind of stuff we got to keep fighting. So.
We got more coming up here. Hour 3 is on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.